Nita Wilwan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. June 17th marked the grand opening in the district of Kitimat for the Heisla Bridge. Political officials were there to witness the event, as well as village hereditary chiefs and dignitaries. Local artist Paul Windsor was also at the opening to unveil his artwork that will be prominently displayed along with fellow Haida artist Nathan Wilson. Singers and drummers from the Heisla dance group Heisla Braid were also there to perform. Well, congratulations on the opening. It looks great.
It does.
When is it going to be open for public use?
So public use will be around the first couple weeks in July, we believe. And then it'll be down to one lane using both bridges because they're going to be putting infrastructure on here to start taking down the old bridge. The old bridge has to be all down by December. But the, so once that's down, then they will fully have this bridge open both lanes. So I think they're going to be doing some of the work at night. But for the first little while, they'll be using both bridges until, I guess, enough of the infrastructure is down that they'll switch everything over to here.
Now, was there certain delays and stuff on...
No. So Pacifican, of course, the federal government, we had some representatives up here just a while back. And not only is this the largest project they've ever worked on, but they were very proud that this was one of the very first that's been on time and on budget. So that's, you know, a huge accolades to the partnership between Ledcor Heisla, who built the bridge, right? You know, great to have a First Nations partnership there that built it on time and on budget. I mean, that's great news for everybody. We're very proud of that.
Sorry. The start and the planning of this actually started during COVID as well, right? Like the height of COVID.
It actually started before COVID. Yeah, it started a bit before COVID, and then all during COVID, of course, it was going on. But like I said, we've been looking at this for over 10 years to try and get something happening. And LNG Canada was really the one who went to the federal government and lobbied on the behalf of the District of Kitimat that, hey, this is a super important bridge. You need to do this because generally projects like this, of course, are usually a third provincial, a third federal, and a third the municipality. But this is one that the federal government, with LNG Canada's help, funded the whole thing. Yes, that is very cool.
Love the speeches and everything that they had, and especially with the Heisla
Parade. Oh, the Heisla Parade, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
They show up at almost all the district, all the functions in Kitimat now, and it's great.
Yeah.
It's the relationship there has really grown so well. And, you know, LNG Canada deserves a lot of the credit for being the catalyst and the reconciliation between the District of Kitimat and the Heisla Nation. They've done an awesome job, and it's really helped us get together and start to reconcile and learn the history.
After talking with Mayor Phil Gurmuth, I talked with local Haida artist Paul Windsor about his contribution of artwork, along with fellow Haida artist Nathan Wilson. I understand that they're going to be like putting lights and stuff in around here as well so that they'll be more visible throughout the night.
I believe so. LED will be layered in there somehow, so when you drive and walk by, it'll be illuminated.
Oh my God.
The word that Sammy mentioned, so if you can find it when he says it, means something that bridges from one place to another. And I think it's Putwe, he said. And you know, when you think of that as an analogy, and also this bridge as an analogy for culture and for past, present, future. That's a beautiful word that he just shared today. Yeah, besides the visual aspect of it, the spiritual aspect is of most importance. I really am so grateful that they acknowledge and honor the culture of the Haisla Khanaxila peoples, as well as other nations around us, that surround us, including the Niska and beyond. So it's more to it than just the art. It really represents the history and the people.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.